part of the Podketeers Network.
It's the Quiz Viewer Podcast, the only fun fact and quiz show on the Podketeers Network.
Hi everyone, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me for the 65th time here at Quizneyland. Here at Quizneyland, I'll be bringing you fun facts and trivia from all aspects of the Walt Disney Company. This episode is our Arbor Day special, so we'll be covering all different kinds of trees. So let's grow right into our first segment, Did You Know? Did you know Disneyland is home to two different trees that are over 100 years old? The younger of these trees is known as the Dominguez tree or the Dominguez palm. It is a Canary Island date palm that was planted in 1896 as a wedding gift to Ron Dominguez's grandparents and provided shade and beauty for three generations of the Dominguez family. When Walt bought the Dominguez family property as one of the parcels of land that became Disneyland, at the request of the family, he promised he would spare the palm from destruction. When Walt's chief landscaper, Bill Evans, carefully dug up the tree, he balled the roots and moved the nearly 15-ton tree to what is now Adventureland. Today it stands next to a sign that reads River Cargo Exporting near the Indiana Jones Adventure. It once grew on a plot of land where Disney California Adventure stands today. And even though the Dominguez palm is over 125 years old, there is still an older tree in Disneyland. If you board the Storybook Land canal boats in Fantasyland, once you sail through Monstro's Mouth, as soon as you exit, look immediately to your right. There, standing next to the miniature of Pinocchio's village, is a dwarf bolander pine, standing only 3 feet high. Although it is quite small, this little evergreen is estimated to be over 160 years old, making it the oldest living thing in Disneyland. The dwarf bolander pine has been a part of Storybook Land since the attraction opened on June 16, 1956. As the story goes, Disney landscapers discovered the tree growing near Van Damme State Park in Mendocino County, north of San Francisco. That coastal park is noted for its dwarf pine and cypress groves. Although it is illegal to remove the trees from a state park, the Disney landscapers found this particular tree outside the boundaries of the park, and it was removed legally. They planted it in Storybook Land in time for the attraction's opening in 1956. Some sources say the tree is a Mungo pine or a stone pine, but Disneyland's horticulturists say it is a bolander pine. Either way, it is still the oldest living thing in Disneyland. And that's all for this time on Did You Know? We will be back with the Quizneyland quiz after a short word from our sponsor.
Well, hello, campers. This is Ranger J. Audubon Woodlore reminding you that this Earth Day and every day to not be a litter bug and keep our planet clean. Isn't that right, Humphrey? So make sure to clean up your mess when you're out and about, and it wouldn't hurt if you planted a tree or two. That way animals like Humphrey have a place to live for generations to come.
And we're back, and it's time for the Quizneyland Quiz! Here at the Quizneyland Quiz, I'll be asking you three trivia questions of increasing difficulty. You'll have about 20 seconds to come up with your answer. If you haven't figured out about halfway through, I'll pop in with a hint. If you don't get the answer right, well, at least you learned something. Let's get started with question one. Linda Hunt voices what Disney character? This character is featured in a 1995 animated film. Time's up. The answer is Grandmother Willow. Grandmother Willow is a sentient weeping willow tree who serves as an advisor to Pocahontas. She is depicted as being an ancient and wise figure. Linda Hunt can also be seen as Mrs. Oxheart in Popeye and as the voice of Lady Proxima in Solo, a Star Wars story. Let's move on to question two. Flora Colossus is the species of what character? This character appears in several Marvel films. Time's up. The answer is Groot. Groot is a hyper-intelligent tree-like organism native to the planet X. While he possesses human-level intellect, Groot's robust and heavyweight physiology cause the organs of his acoustic generation to become stiff and inflexible, rendering the limits of his speech to the simple phrase, "I am Groot." Groot is the first character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to break the fourth wall. He came into contact with the camera after being thrown off the Orlani while dancing to music during the Battle on Sovereign. And now it's time for the final question. What Disney tree is said to have grown due to the wish of a small ant? This tree is prominently featured in a Disney park. Time's up. The answer is the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is 145-foot artificial tree that has served as the icon of Disney's Animal Kingdom since the park first opened on April 22, 1998. The Tree of Life features approximately 325 carvings of existing and extinct animal species carved into its trunk and surrounding roots. The story goes as follows. One day, our vegetation would grow on Discovery Island. There were trees, shrubs, flowers, and birds. It was a barren piece of land. Then, one day, a tiny ant planted a seed and made a wish. He asked for a tree to grow, a tree large enough to provide shelter for all the animals. Magically, the ant's wish came true and the tree began to grow. And it kept growing until there was room beneath its limbs for all the animal alphabet, from A for ant to Z for zebra. And as the tree continued to reach for the heavens, the images of all the animal alphabet that took shelter beneath its shade appeared on its trunk, roots, and branches. Well, that's our show. Thanks for playing. I hope you had fun and possibly learned something too. Until next time,
I am Groot.
And this has been our trip into
Quizneyland!
Quizneyland is a proud part of the Podketeers Network. Our music was done by Cirque Dumas. Don't forget to follow Quizneyland on Instagram or join the Podketeers channel on Discord. Send any comments, questions, or suggestions to quizneyland@podketeers.com.
part of the Podcateers Network.